Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your missed call for Home Care Services, sir. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, did you call for Home Care Services?
This is a home care agency, sir, yes.
She said she didn't call anybody. I don't recall calling anybody.
Your number's on my call ID twice, sir. Did you need help?
Yeah, but is there any charge for it?
No, there's no charge for it, sir.
Yeah, but she needs help.
Okay.
There's a lady here, a neighbor of mine.
Okay. What's her name?
Patricia. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
The last name?
Dilemmo. D-I-L-E-M-M-O. Pronounced Dilemmo.
And your name, sir?
My name is Harry.
Harry, I think we spoke yesterday.
Yes.
And let me see. I submitted a referral for someone to get back to you. Has anyone contacted you?
No.
Okay, 1 second. Let me just see. Where are you with that referral? 1 second, sir.
Okay, sure. Hello?
1 second, sir. Give me 1 second, please hold.
Sure. Mr. Alford, give me 1 second, okay? We're still checking into that.
Thank you.
What kind of health insurances does she have? She has Medicaid through Keystone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, please hold. Did you speak to a Miss Fagy yesterday?
I'm not sure.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Harry.
Harry?
Harry, yeah.
So someone spoke to you yesterday and you told them that she owns her own home and she will not qualify.
What did she do?
No, what did you told her that she didn't qualify.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Because she is eligible for services. She has active Medicaid. She's a loser.
She has Medicaid.
She has Medicaid, right.
Because you need to waive the WP.
Right.
Hello.
One second. We're looking into it.
Sure.
I'm sending an email right now to our enrollment specialist that's going to give you a call back. We're going to further look into it because she put in a note that she contacted you, but that you told her that she owns a home and that she applies for services.
She does own her own home.
Right. So how are we going to get her free health insurance if she owns her own home?
I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works.
I know, but when they call you to ask you these questions,
right,
you got to be careful how you answer them because then, you know, all of a sudden it becomes a discharge.
It becomes what?
A discharge, meaning that they're not going to move forward with the referral.
Right.
If you tell them that she owns a $400,000 home.
No, she doesn't. That's a lie. No way. No way. You got missing.
So right now she has active Medicaid.
Yes.
Meaning that she's already been a... So all we have to do is submit a referral to get her.
I can't hear you. Can you repeat it? I can't hear. There's interruption on the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, a little bit better.
Okay, so basically I submitted a referral so our Medicaid specialist can get a hold of you to review her options. Because
right.
She has options right now.
Right.
But they discharged her from moving forward because as per the note, it says that you told them that she's not going to qualify.
I never mentioned that. I never mentioned a word about that.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email her and I'm going to tell her to reconfigure and speak back to you so that we can move forward with the assessment. Because without an assessment, we can't get any help out to you.
Yeah. So you're going to reach out for an assessment?
No. I'm going to send an email to the specialist that spoke to you yesterday. Fagy?
Right. I forget who spoke. I'm up in years.
Yeah. So that she can review everything with you again, and you guys can move forward with the referral.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
When will she call?
She's going to call you as soon as she gets the message, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're doing good. It's coming.